The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Thursday, 21 September 2017. I've heard a nasty rumor that summer is over tomorrow at 12 noon. Or is it 12 midnight? Need any rate. Wow. Kids back to school in the government-approved and sanctioned propaganda centers. Most of the dumb, blind Americans stumbling around going, good, you know, at least a babysitting. I'll have some free time now. You know, I've often wondered, why do people have children if they're not going to take care of them? And when I mean take care of them, I mean wholly and solely. Not the nanny state government and their babysitters we call the public education system. You know, yesterday, with Al Whitney, I went through a lot of that 12th chapter out of Stamper's book. And we were talking about the bankruptcy of 1933 and all the wonderful things they snuck in during that term. This Franklin Delano Roosevelt, do your homework, folks, do your research. Put forth to us from the good people of New York. Oops. Flash forward 2016. Somebody else came from New York recently. What the heck is that man's name? At any rate. A real absolute despot beyond belief. It was an incredible run of treason against this country. And if the guy wouldn't have died in office, I'm sure he would have been elected for another term so he could do more damage. This creature was one of the, and when I say worst presidents, that there's a whole new standard assigned to that. We've had some nincompoops. I think everybody in this country has figured out that president really doesn't have any power. He is a figurehead. We haven't had too many people that have occupied the White House that have had, I think, any real concern outside of politicking and sounding good that had any real concern for the people. And the way this whole thing has been engineered, the president shouldn't have the power that he has. He can do his presidential directive decisions, and he can do his executive orders, and all the Congress ever does, and it doesn't matter. Republican-controlled House, Democrat-controlled House, doesn't matter. None of these executive orders are ever repealed, and it becomes public policy. Notice I did not say law. It's kind of policy, kind of law. But see, the president can't make law. Only Congress can make law. And they've made a lot of bad ones. If you were to do the scorch and burn constitutional test of what a lot of laws have been passed in this country, we wouldn't need lawyers, or just a few, because there wouldn't be that many laws. But what they were cooking up, though, was all sorts of kind of ways, little despots, to keep chipping away at this foundation and this republic. And in this chapter 12 of Semper's book, he writes that the people and the citizens of this nation were forewarned against the formation of democracies. Democracies have ever been the spectacles of turbulence and contention, have never been found incompatible with personal security or rights of property, and have in general been as short in their lives as they've been in their violent in their deaths. It was penned by Frederick Bastiat, Federalist Papers number 10. This alien constitution, financed and engineered by Rockefeller, and I am speaking of the new state's constitution, that on our bicentennial of this country, he had spent some $10, $20 million to rig up the new constitution. See, folks, we were supposed to have a constitutional convention, and this was to be introduced and adopted. Whoa. And all these clowns, and I will use that term, in a descriptive way, that keep pushing for constitutional conventions, don't have a damn clue of what they're asking for. Constitutional conventions, the governors assemble behind closed doors. Literally, folks, they have the latitude to rewrite the Constitution. Throw it out, adopt a new form of government, and just lay it on the people. Ta-da, here's another surprise from Uncle Sammy. Not conjecture, fact. They have that power. So Rockefeller and his boys understood that, knew it very well. So the new state's constitution was released in 1976, our bicentennial. We managed to stick around for two centuries as a country, but they just wanted to modify it just a little bit. Well, this alien constitution, financed and engineered by Rockefeller, however, has nothing to do with democracy, even democracy in reality, but it's the basis of and the development of the despotic and tyrannical oligarchy. And it was officially named the Constitution for the New States of the United States. Article 1, Rights and Responsibilities, Section 1 and 15, is evidence of their knowledge of the emergency. The rights of expression, communication, movement, assembly, petition, habeas corpus are all accepted from being exercised under and in a declared emergency. The Constitution for the New States of America openly declares, among other seditious things and delusions, that, quote, until each indicated change in the government shall have been completed, the provisions of the existing Constitution and the organs of government shall be in effect. And that's their wonderful Article 12, Section 3 of that little, wonderful little communist manifesto. All operations of the national government shall cease as they are replaced by those authorized under this Constitution. And you want to know how serious they were about this? Remember hearing the name Justice Warren Burger? Yeah. This apparently is what this character was promoting in 1976 after he resigned as a Supreme Court Justice and took up the promotion of a constitutional convention. Wow. Could you imagine, folks? In 1976, people didn't know the New World Order from the 18th green. They had absolutely no clue of what treacherous little individuals are sitting around trying to flip this form of government. So could you imagine going to a constitutional convention and here comes a recent Supreme Court judge to give his ascendance to this wonderful new constitution? And if you think governors back in 1976 understood the Constitution any better than they do now, you would be sadly mistaken. So in this new state's constitution, no trial by jury is mentioned. Just compensation was removed, along with being informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, etc., etc. And everyone will participate in a democracy. Yes, democracy. Wonderful. I want democracy now. Right, Amy? This constitution is but a reiteration of communist doctrines, ideology, intents, and purposes, and clearly establishes a police power state under the direction and control of a self-appointed oligarchy. The present operation of the de facto government inside this country right now is under foreign and alien constitutions, laws, rules, and regulations. The plan to overthrow the essential engine declared in and by the ordained and established Constitution for the United States of America, I'm talking the original 1787 here, and by and under the Bill of Rights, that was 1791, is obvious. The covert procedure used to implement and enforce these foreign constitutions, laws, procedures, rules, regulations, etc., etc., have been and continue to be collected, assimilated, and acted upon. The overwhelming body of evidence established seditious collusion and conspiracy of its actors. You know, a lot of people don't even understand and realize where the Council on Foreign Relations came from and why it was there. That was our Mac Daddy Illuminist that set that up. And that was kind of the mirror or the sister to the English Round Table. This was a transnational, multifaceted, worldwide conspiracies of conspiracies, folks. You see why they like to call us conspiracy theorists? You notice how that term is being dropped now? There's one thing that Donald Trump did, fake news. Well, we all knew that. But the rest of America apparently didn't, and the people that voted for Trump apparently didn't. I don't know. But to watch this and to understand exactly what has happened, and we've tracked and traced it all, folks. Every little seditious move to consolidate power, to take more rights, your rights, your God-given rights, folks. It wasn't handed to you by government. To watch them sit there and chip away further and further. And most people don't recognize and understand that our Federal Reserve System, you know, our middleman gangster-bankster outfit, they're part and parcel of dismantling countries by way of debt. What did we see in 2008? Everybody was waiting for the other shoe to drop. Well, what's the New World Order going to do now? You know, there was rumblings at that time that, well, England had had enough of being in the European Union. Things weren't going swimmingly well over there. Everybody was holding their nose and proceeding forward as if they acted as a collective somehow, you'd be a little bit freer and you make a little bit more money and things would be easier to conduct business. They did this while holding their nose. Well, it weren't true. So to roll in the final act of their play, people are wondering why this banking crisis took place. It was engineered. It was engineered. Who had a nice hand in this? Georgie Bush Jr. And I'm not even going to get into the description of this creature. He was a bonesman. He was for war. He's part of the Illuminist faction. always have been, and always will be. While parading around as, you know, people in this country, you know, some of the crap that would come out of this guy's face, you just knew his intelligence quotient wasn't where it ought to be for a man in that position. Some of the dumbest damn things I've ever heard a man speak in public. He didn't have to be anything more than that. He just had to be anointed king and to do the job that he was expected to do, and which he did. 9/11 and the endless wars, 7 countries being smashed in the Middle East, and on and on and on it goes. Now we've got Trump doing multinational almost at North Korea's border, dropping bombs and just exercising. You know, there is nobody in this government that we have right now that has a voice that anybody would hear if they did speak the words of, you know, we've only been at peace in this country for 8 years in our entire existence. Don't you wish that those words were uttered in the well of Congress? Don't you wish that some senator would come forward and say, you know, enough of this, but we're seeing the real powers here, and where the real power is delegated, but more importantly, where the money is being spent. Under the guise of keeping you safe, they are bankrupting this country and pissing off a whole lot of people. How many millions? We still don't even have an accurate body count of our foray into the Middle East. To do what? And under what law? Because we didn't like somebody? That we declared him to be something with no proof and then cook up a bunch of stories and lies about it to try to sell to the American people? I don't even know if the American people were paying attention. I know you were. I know I was. So just when you think that they've run out of excuses or reasons to keep this damn thing going, here we are, what? 16 years later? We're still at it, and we're turning up the temperature again. What Trump said on the United Nations floor the other day was a blatant lie, and his damn tongue should have fell out of his head when he spoke the words that Assad had gassed his own people. That had been proven to be a lie. But see, the neocon, the uniform military guys are walking around suits around him right now in his own cabinet, running Donald Trump in that White House. They have their agenda, and they're going to continue. My problem is Trump didn't say, hey, sit down and shut the hell up, or I'll fire you. You're fired. On balance of Trump does as many bad things as he does good, we're really screwed, folks. I'll say that as plainly and simply as I can. This Paris Accord? Oh, well, we're not going to go for that. Well, through the back channels, we're hearing, well, that could be renegotiated. Oh, we could make a better deal. Deal. We can do a better deal? Well, here's the deal, Bubba. You want to keep talking about make America great again? We need to build our riches. We need to put people back to work. Fire the money masters. Fire the middlemen. Get rid of them. Because even if we just started up, it hit a total reset, even if there weren't accumulated debts sitting on this table, we'd still have one hell of a time trying to pay for the pleasure of using these people's money, as they call it, with that interest that just keeps on ticking 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There is not going to be any prosperity. There isn't any making America great again as long as we have these infamous globalist asshats still running our show inside this country.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The government is supposed to set the example that we, the citizens, are required to emulate. You know, lead by example. Remember that? Remember when you were a kid, people would tell you, don't do as I do as I say. Well, why would they say that? Because they couldn't demonstrate the proper way and they weren't living their own words, so ignore what I'm doing. I want you to do it differently. Do as I say, not as I do. So now we have a government that's supposed to set the standard and for the citizens to emulate. And when the government breaks the law, then exists no law. We have anarchy. That, I'm afraid, is the state of the union we have today. In the famous case of Elkins et al. Versus United States, 364 U.S. 206. I give the sites, you can go look them up yourself if you care to. The Supreme Court, in reinforcing judicial integrity, stated this: in a government of laws, existence of the government will be imperiled if it fails to observe the law scrupulously. Our government is the potent, the omnipresent teacher. For good or ill, it teaches the whole people by its example. Crime is contagious. If the government becomes a lawbreaker, it breeds contempt for the law and invites every man to become a law unto himself until it invites anarchy. Perhaps the words invite anarchy used by Justice Brandeis should say invokes the responsibility of the people by whatever steps necessary to force its agent, the government, into compliance with the law. And it is possible that in Justice Brandeis' day he was correct, but that was a little simpler time, and the government had not loosed the chains that the Constitution bound it down with. Unfortunately, the federal judiciary has opted out of the separation of powers requirement of the Constitution and now has become self-regulating. It's become its own body, its own soul, its own thinking individual. Law? We don't need no stinking law. That hasn't worked well, and it never will. And the courts do not maintain their independence as a judiciary. You know, where do you think the old adage that, you know, we got several boxes in this country. We got the soapbox. We can stand up and speak our mind. Well, unless you're at a university nowadays. Or in some demonstration, or somebody would much prefer to cut your head off than let you practice First Amendment free speech. Folks, this is the most bizarre. Sitting here watching this, it is the most bizarre experience of my life. I've had some weird things happen to me, but watching a government just cede power, more and more power to itself, lie on an ever bigger scale, place us in more debt than we can ever crawl out of in a couple of centuries. That's if Guido, the banker there, wouldn't let us slide on a little bit of interest payments. We can't even touch the principal. We can't even keep up with the interest. And why do we have that system? Again, this is their power base. This is the controlling mechanism. And it still stands today in this country after 114 years. Or I'm sorry, 104 years. Might as well be 114. Do you think anybody's going to continue pushing audit the Fed in this country? Let's take a look at what these creatures have actually done. Let's get out the track record. Let's go through the columns. Let's add all this stuff up. Let's exactly see where this has led us. It bleeds the wealth and productivity from people, folks, is what it does. You and your life, you have seen this unfold in front of you. Madison Avenue sold you the American dream. Oh, buy a home. Have 2.2 kids and 2 cars and 2 color TVs. And yes, get that mortgage. Yes, pay that mortgage. 3-4 times of what the damn thing is actually worth. And then we'll manipulate the currencies and we'll add in the inflation factor. And you can make a profit when you sell that house. Really? What profit do you have after you're spending 3 times the amount of the purchase price? Where's your profit coming from? Whoops.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite, Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town.
The judges in this country, folks, are little more than organized crime families who have invaded the people's court and now only impersonate judges and give lip service to justice by exchanging obfuscation and double talk in place of the justice system, void of any form of judicial integrity. Enforcing judicial standards on judges under this system is impossible. Even though the courts have rules, the judges make up their own rules as they go and break the rules with impunity whenever it is convenient for them to do so. There is much ado about trying alleged terrorists in a military tribunal or civil court system, and I can assure you that today's federal court is in fact a military tribunal. It's an admiralty court. And the way or method the terrorist will be treated is substantially the same in both venues. In fact, they probably have more due process than we do because of media scrutiny. Our patience and tolerance of the body politic of America for those who pervert the fundamentally necessary and basic foundations of society have been pushed to insufferable levels. These acts have fundamentally changed the form and substance of the guaranteed Republican form of government. In, in, envisioned by our framers of the Constitution. These individuals and organizations have exhibited a willful and wanton disregard for the rights, safety, and property of others. They have evinced a despotic design to reduce the American people to slavery, peonage, and involuntary servitude under a fraudulent and tyrannical, seditious foreign oligarchy, whose intent and purpose is to institute, erect, and form a dictatorship over the citizens and our posterity. When the founding fathers of our republic decided to sever their relationship with the English crown, they felt it important that the world of nations understood the reasons for their Declaration of Independence. If we were to list the reasons today, they would be very similar to those of our forefathers, and then some. They have completely debauched the lawful monetary system, destroyed the livelihood and lives of millions, aided and abetted our enemies by trading atomic secrets for campaign contributions, declared war upon us and our posterity, destroyed untold families, and embraced the destruction of our unborn through legalized abortion. They have afflicted widows and orphans, peopled sodomites loose among our young, and in public office. Now it's just normal, natural, and healthy. Say anything about it? Oh, you're going to incur the wrath. The North American Free Trade Agreement and General Agreement on Trade and Tariff. The treaties with the United Nations. Within the body of our country, folks, they have incited insurrection of the races, rebellion, sedition, anarchy. Illegally entered our land, taken false oaths, entered into seditious foreign constitutions and agreements and confederations and alliances, all under the pretense of an emergency, which they themselves have created, promoted, and further, they have formed a multitude of administrative offices and filled them with those of alien allegiance to execute their frauds and to eat out the substance of the good and productive people of this country. They have arbitrarily dismissed charges against or held mock trials for those who trespassed upon our life, liberty, and property. They have engineered and profited from drug trafficking, which has had the effect of destabilizing the American family and endangered our peace, safety, and welfare. And while we're at it, throw in a little bit of dignity of the people as well. Amendment 5 of the Constitution for the United States of America, not the new states, the original, is consistently and arrogantly ignored in one form or another. Numerous high crimes and misdemeanors have been committed under the Constitution for the people of the United States of America and our laws made in pursuance thereof, against the peace and dignity of the people. Hillary Clinton was just on, what's the comedy show that's left on Comedy Central? Just had Hillary Clinton up there, and she boldly stated, "I'm not going anywhere." Now, how could she make a public proclamation like that? One of the dirtiest females to ever occupy a public office, hooked to her criminal husband, going all the way back to Mena, Arkansas. "I'm not going anywhere." What does that tell you the Justice Department of the United States is going to do with Hillary Clinton? I can tell you what they're going to do. They're going to do nothing. Nothing. And I'm sorry, I thought I heard Trump say that, yeah, we're going to get you, Hillary. We're going to put you in jail. While he's up to his eyeballs with the crooks and the criminals as well, taking their advice, moving at their suggestion. What the hell? The federal government has become to we the people of today what the British crown was to our forefathers. The damage, injury, and cost have been higher than mere money can ever repay. They have done what they were commanded by the Constitution to never do. and the time for reckoning is fast approaching. The body of evidence is overwhelming to support any criminal indictment if we had control of our courts, and certainly sufficient as cause for, do I dare use the term, revolution? Remember, these are the words of a lawyer, folks. Somebody that was in the inside. Once he figured out where he was, he had to tell the people about it. A man of conscience. People make mistakes. They fall for false ideologies. They follow bad politics. They do bad things. But no man is beyond redemption. Coming clean is a wonderful thing. Helps you even sleep better at night. Definition of freedom? Yeah, it was pretty much spelled out in the Declaration of Independence of 1776. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and institute new government, having its foundations on such principle and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Well, we've seen what keeps you safe nowadays gets you. And happiness? It was really intended that you have the right to property, and property carries its own rules that shall never be violated. But yet they have. My hope is that now you understand the gravity of our present situation as a country. We are in deep doo-doo. My words, not the attorney's. He says we're in deep trouble. And the only way out of this is to fight this new world order. We must not support those in favor of its creation. We must fight their laws in court whenever we see evidence that it's rearing its ugly head. And as a last resort, if the courts are so corrupted, in the streets. If we permit these stooges of the internationalists like Senators Schumer and Clinton of New York, she was senator when this book was written, to ban guns in this country, then what happened in Nazi Germany and most recently in Kosovo will surely happen in America. The fact that there exist over 200 million guns in this country scares the daylights out of them. The only gun control we need is to hit what we're shooting at. And I think I have illuminated for you on a target-rich environment. We, as the guardians of our republic, must, in a very short order, take back from this de facto government our court of common law by the creation of juror societies. The balance of our freedoms will follow once we again control the courts and justice is available to us all without purchase. If we cannot achieve our freedom by the rule of law, then the alternative is force of arms. That is the way it's always been. I prefer the rule of law, but what will be, will be. Yep, pretty much it. By the way, Judge Roy Moore, looks like he is he's going to get elected. You know, Trump, Mike Pence, Mitch McConnell, the entire Washington establishment, including virtually every professional lobbyist, are doing everything they can to defeat conservative constitutionalist Judge Roy Moore in the U.S. Senate in Alabama. They're all rallying around the quintessential neocon rhino New World Order, Toady Luther Strange. What a good name, huh? Chuck Baldwin says, I've known Roy Moore since he was in the circuit court judge in Etowah County, that's Gadsden, Alabama. I saw the wooden Ten Commandments plaque in the Etowah County courthouse that Roy had personally carved himself before he took it with him to the Montgomery, where he was elected as the Alabama Supreme Court Chief Justice. I was with him when, at the behest of the ACLU and the SPLC, a circuit court judge in Montgomery told him to remove the wooden plaque, and he refused to do it. I was with him as Alabama Chief Justice, federal judge, ordered him to remove the Ten Commandments, the monument that he had placed at the Capitol Rotunda, which he again refused to do. I was with him during the trial when Alabama Attorney General Bill Pryor prosecuted Judge Moore for refusing to remove that said monument. I knew the Alabama governor, Fob James, who had initially appointed Pryor as Attorney General. Fob told me personally that Pryor's commitment to support Judge Roy Moore was a litmus test for receiving the appointment. It's an absolute fact that Fob James would have never appointed Pryor, not promised Fob that he would support Judge Roy Moore's right to post the Ten Commandments. Pryor promised Fob that he would support Roy Moore all the way. Pryor lied, but he didn't just lie. Pryor was the chief prosecutor against Roy Moore. Pryor is a lying, two-faced, double-crossing Judas Iscariot, and Bill Pryor got his 30 pieces of silver for betraying Governor James and Judge Roy Moore in the form of appointment to the federal bench by the wretched and evil G.W. Bush. And many conservative Christians still believe that Bill Pryor and G.W. Bush are good Christians. Fob James had a lion-like courage and was a staunch ally of Roy Moore. I stood behind Governor James when he held a press conference and told the nation that he would use the Alabama National Guard and state police if he had to, in order to protect Judge Roy Moore's Ten Commandments plaque should any federal police agency try to enforce an order from George H.W. Bush, federal judge demanding that Judge Roy Moore take it down. Governor James was defeated for re-election by a Democrat in 1998. The establishment Republicans forced Fob into a primary election against one of their toadies. Fob won that primary election, but the contest itself depleted his financial resource, and he lost the general election. In 2002, G.W., chief political strategist Karl Rove, was sent to Alabama to support a Republican lackey for governor who would roll over and leave Judge Roy Moore to the mercy of the wolves. Rove succeeded with a supporting governor out of the way. Rove helped orchestrate the prosecution, conviction, and removal from office of Judge Roy Moore in 2003. Again, this was all done with the direction of the good Christian G.W. Bush, and guess who's back in Alabama today trying again to defeat Judge Roy Moore? You guessed it, Karl Rove, and that little sack of doo-doo lives right here in Austin, Texas, folks. The point is, Washington establishment has been doing everything it can to destroy Judge Roy Moore from as far back as G.W. Bush administration and from the federal judge's appointment by Bush Sr. Yes, Judge Roy Moore's biggest enemies have been establishment Republicans. But guess what? Roy Moore is running for U.S. Senate from the state of Alabama against a neocon, rhino, established New World Order toady, Luther Strange. Take a look at who's backing him. Donald, get a clue, man. Get Steve Bannon back in that damn White House so you can come to your senses again. You've lost your courage. You have lost your commitment to the American people. You know, this art of deal-making doesn't mean that you do substandard things with substandard people to get something on the table that's positive. You either have principle, you have ethics and some sort of morality, or you don't. Don't pretend. Just do. Judge Moore, by the way, is a graduate of West Point. He served as a company commander with the military police corps in Vietnam. He was so respected by the men that he led that they nicknamed him Captain America. He was a cowboy for a while. He has a black belt in martial arts. He went to law school, got his law degree. He was elected circuit court judge and twice elected Alabama Supreme Court justice. He's a faithful husband. You'll never hear any dirt on him and prowling around in his marriage, because guess what? The man has virtue. He doesn't do it. God, they hate people they can't blackmail. They really do hate them. faithful husband, father, grandfather. He's a Christian in the truest sense of the word, not just at election time. He is a constitutionalist. He has large portions of it memorized. He takes his oath to the Constitution very, very seriously. He's a man's man. He's tough as nails. At the same time, he's kind and gentle as a man one will ever find. He said no to unlawful demands to remove the Ten Commandment plaques and monuments at least three times on constitutional principles. He knows how to lose everything for doing what is right. Roy Moore knows how to fight, and he's nobody's toady. He's nobody's fool, folks. And it looks like Judge Roy Moore just might be elected U.S. Senator. One down, 99 to go. You know, men like Roy Moore scare the hell out of inferior men. Even though those inferior men will band together for strength, still scares the hell out of them right down to the core. Because you know what you can't do in an honest man? You can't buy him. You can't blackmail him. You can't threaten him. There's not a damn thing you could do to him. And for somebody that has faced fire, I mean literally, shows that he's got a courage that most of these slack-jawed little, don't want to use the derogative term, faggots, don't want to use that term, like Mitch McConnell. Is there any DNA represented in this man that he is a man? I don't know. Looking at this man, folks, I know that you don't get to choose what you look like, but damn, I find myself staring at this man and looking at his facial features and how there is no jaw in his, from his cheekbones just goes right down into his neckline. There's no distinguishable nothing. And these weep little simpering little wetted lips that speak tremendous lies. Gosh! If this guy is against Judge Roy Moore, I already know. Even if I didn't know anything about Judge Roy Moore, and I do, I've followed this guy for a number of years. If Mitch McConnell is against it, it's a pretty good indicator that you might be for it. Folks, there are good men that have not backed down and refuse to back down. Do you know how rare that is in today's world? And even if they had no support and had to stand alone, they would stand. They would not falter. They would not weaken. They would not find excuse to go slip quietly away into the night. Men, folks. Real men. So if Trump is against Roy Moore and Pence, I already know what Pence is. He's still hanging around waiting for Donald to get impeached or to be whatever. Donald just throw up his hands going, look, I'm going to go back to running my companies, take my $1 billion. And, you know, I took my best shot. Hey, it's your turn now, Mr. Pence. There's the establishment's man. They weren't quite sure about Donald Trump, but they got pretty much got him locked down now. And as I said before, folks, and I will say this again, he should have maintained, forget this twittering stuff, get half-hour long blocks, commercial-free, on television. Do your little mini State of the Nation outside of the halls of Congress and go directly to the people. If there is a modicum of respect that you have for us and that you see things, and I'm hoping, still hoping today that this is the case, that his choices have not exactly yielded the results that we want to see. If he is any kind of man at all, he now sees this. And forget establishment politics, forget the back scratchers and the donors and the doers in the political circles. Forget having to placate by throwing them a bone. We have no bones left, folks. We've been picked clean. There are no more bones to throw up on this table. The day of compromising has long since passed. And that is, folks, in essence, the art of politics is compromise. Donald Trump said it's deal-making. Well, I don't want to dance in the pale moonlight with the devil. Never wanted to and never will. And if you think you can walk away doing that unscathed, you are sadly mistaken. It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to do it. And if you don't want to do the job, get the hell out of it. I think for many Americans in this country, Mike Pence being the president of the United States would hasten the demise of the established government. And it's time for us to reinstitute the Republican form of government that was laid down by the law in the Constitution way back when. Or we just sit here and whimper and cry and bemoan the fact that our country is slipping further from our grasp until one day that the only thing that you can do is pick up a gun and shoot the first thing that looks like it's going to shoot you. Wow, that's real progress. Where are the men? Where are the men that might be a little bit weaker but supporting those that demonstrate strength, that demonstrate commitment, that demonstrate that they have a moral compass? Notice I didn't say the moral high ground, but a moral compass that doesn't have to stick their politically wetted finger in the wind to see which way those winds are blowing. They already know. Tipping point. What is here today can't be guaranteed for tomorrow. It is incumbent on all of you to stand and speak. Don't mute yourself. Do not be afraid. Check your moral compass. Check your ethical makeup. Do what you have to do. Listen to that little voice in your head, that little conscience. Listen to it and heed it. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up. Jeff Benham will be taking over for an hour. I will be back with you tomorrow. And God knows what I'm going to get into tomorrow. But I can guarantee it'll be worth the listen. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country, folks. Now.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.